The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy doody, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Monday, the 26th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over that lovely weekend we just had coming your way right now in about 5 minutes, probably less today. The news was neat. Well, if you thought last week was a bad week for Facebook, well, they're starting off this week pretty much the same way. Yes, it seems that Facebook, or at least if you got an Android phone, well, they've been collecting call records and SMS data for quite a few years now. Now, how did we find out about this? Well, apparently a lot of Twitter users, they've actually been digging and finding months and years of call history data. And these people are basically digging because they got spooked by, you know, the whole Cambridge thing last week. This prompted them to download all their data that they had stored on Facebook. One Twitter user actually said that one Facebook zip file that he downloaded, well, it contained every single phone call, cellular, text, everything he made for about a year. Others have pretty much reported the same thing, especially when it appears close to contacts, family members, you know, these kind of things. Yeah, that was all tracked in Facebook's call records. Now, if you're on iOS, you might be okay, for at least for now. From what we've seen, the SMS data collection has not been yet discovered on iOS devices, so maybe they're keeping us a little bit more secure than Android has been. Of course, that's something we've kind of always knew anyways. Nonetheless, though, if you're using Facebook, yeah, you just pretty much just signed your soul away. We've been telling you that for I don't know how long. Because what's free? Yeah, it is never free. Well, news that's actually affecting folks in my neck of the woods, yes, here in Southeast Asia. Those of you didn't know that, yes, this show is recorded in the Philippines. Well, it looks like Uber's no longer going to be an option for us here. That's because Uber's going to be selling their business to the Southeast Asian firm Grab. What's Grab? Well, it's just like Uber, except it's called Grab. The arrangement will give Grab all of Uber's operations in the region in return for a stake of about 25 to 30% in combined business. Those of you wondering how long is your Uber app going to last if you're in Southeast Asia right now, well, two more weeks. April 8th is the cutoff. After that, Uber is no more. Then you'll be left to grab a grab. Your Microsoft launcher just got a new update, at least via the beta channel. The update now actually bumps the app to version 4.7.5 and pretty much gives what these updates usually do, bug fixes and performance improvements, which sometimes is not always the case with Microsoft. Then again, it hasn't been really the case with Apple lately either, too, has it? But if you want to get technical about all what it does, well, it fixes top crashes, such as the app not responding to errors, support applying icon packs over single custom set icons, there's also adjustments to wallpaper settings experience, plus performances in the memory and CPU improvements. Of course, if you're on iOS, you're thinking, what the hell is all this about? You don't have to worry about it. It's only an Android. It's only in the Play Store right now. So if you're part of the beta tester program, go get your update for Microsoft Launcher now. And finally, hey, look up there in the sky. No, that's definitely not Superman. No, it's just 9.4 tons of space station about ready to hit the Earth. Yes, a Chinese space station, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name. We'll just call it the Chinese space station. How about that? Okay. Yes, you heard me correctly, by the way, the first start of this. It's 9.4 tons of spacecraft. And apparently, it's going to be falling around sometime April 1st. Yes, not only is it Easter, but it's April Fool's Day. Now, the Chinese are saying there'll be a lot of breakup, and yeah, there should be some debris that'll probably hit the Earth, but it may not be that bad. Other folks are saying, no, there might be bigger chunks than one thinks. The other problem is, though, is we don't really know the precise time, and we don't really know the location where this thing's just going to drop out of the sky. Though China is pretty confident, saying that they don't believe any of these pieces are actually going to make it down to land, let alone hit people on the top of their head. But hey, if you are walking around on April Fool's Day and someone goes, ow, and then you look down and it says made in China, well, then you know what it is. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, blog, reviews, all, it's all over there. Also, check out our social media destinations, Facebook. Yeah, we're still over there. I don't know for how much longer, but yeah, we're still there. British Tech Network. We're also on Instagram as well, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget about our BTN community, too. That's the place where it's really fun to be, and we'd love to have you there joining in on the fun. Check it out for yourself, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back, yes, appearing in your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.